What's going on, guys? This is Dexter Johnson, and you're listening to yet another episode of In the Weeds. And guys, today's episode is brought on by Black Mirror. No, this is not a sponsored episode, but watching these episodes really does highlight the role in which technology is playing in our lives. And this is honestly, whether you like it or not, technology is affecting us in a lot of really good ways. We are able to connect with people all over the globe in a moment's notice. However, it's affecting us in many bad ways and very detrimental ways, because it seems like we're always doing things for the likes. We're doing things for the gram. We're doing things because we want to post them to our Facebook profile. But what kind of enjoyment are we truly getting? Are we actually becoming more fulfilled by the things that we're doing online? And today, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about screen time more. Screen time less for you, so that you can be better and so that we can all be better and be present in this world. So let's talk about it. So let's talk about the proverbial like, that double click, that tap that gives you this slight little rush whenever you get this notification on your phone letting you know, hey, someone's liked your post. Usually you're going to feel good about yourself. But I ask you this, what does it really mean? If you posted a picture and it didn't get any likes, would you be upset? You probably would. I know I would probably wonder, why the heck aren't people liking this? Is my post not good enough? And see, that is a problem. And this is one of the reasons why I try my best to stay off of social media in terms of posting so much about my personal life. I post more generic things, and I post things about the podcast, sort of getting the word out. And I post things about technology because I want to push forward the messages that I read in order to educate the masses. I mean, that's my motto. But when we're posting things for the gratification of ourselves, and when we're posting things just to get a like, a lot of times you have to ask yourself, why am I really posting this? Is this something that I want to share? Or is this just to give me that little dopamine hit? Is this just to get things rolling in my brain? Is this just going to make me feel better? And that's the point that we've gotten in our society, where we're being driven so much by the likes and by the clicks. And also, just touching back on the point of Black Mirror, another episode that I saw regarded an implant that we had. It was behind the human ear, in which you could essentially rewind time and you can replay your life to people. So instead of going over to someone's house and gathering around the TV and watching a Netflix movie or watching a new DVD or watching something on YouTube, what they were doing is that they were gathering around this sort of screen that they could cast and throw their memories back onto, and therefore it created all kinds of chaos, because essentially what was happening is that everything was being recorded that they saw, regardless whether or not they wanted to or not. So in order to get on a plane, people would review the footage that's embedded inside of their freaking brain. And honestly, guys, this is where the world is going. And it is honestly scary, because honestly, there is no way in hell that you should want something like this implanted in you. But there is some tech company out there that wants you to have it so that they can somehow capitalize on the data and quote unquote give you access to everything that you want to see, because, hey, you're getting to see your life all the time. But the type of dangers that this creates, the subjective dangers that this creates, think about it. To get on an airplane, someone's going to review the footage of your life. Privacy, maybe. Subjective threats, maybe. Bias, it's already racial bias in so many forms of facial recognition and other scanners like that. So guys, we can't even get the technology that we have right now. So we really have to rein this back in, and we have to ask ourselves, what do we really want from our technology? Because guys, technology is absolutely amazing. It is breathtaking at some of the things that we're able to do. But on the flip side, it is also horrific. Guys, this is Dexter Johnson. You've been listening to another episode of In the Weeds. I hope you continue to join me. Be sure to subscribe, share the podcast, and guys, until next time, I'll holler at you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.